Hello, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. You know how when you're unhappy about being stuck in a behavior, that instead of having a habit, it's like the habit has you? If a problem habit or even an addiction has you in its grip, this show is for you, because we're all about helping you learn new skills to stop feeling out of control. And maybe you've already handled some big problems like drinking or smoking or raging or anything, only to find that your self-esteem is still in the dirt. That's a habit in itself. And so this show is for you, too. In fact, if your habit involves tolerating someone else's drinking or smoking or raging or whatever unhealthy behavior that hurts them, you, or others, this show is also for you. And here's why. As a holistic therapist and addiction specialist, I started noticing that there are underlying patterns that apply to unhealthy habits of all kinds, whether they involve smoking, eating, obsessing, sexual behavior, gambling, drinking and drug use, or even ordinary behaviors that are done too much at too extreme a level for you. And I'm passionate about supporting people who feel stuck in these behavior patterns that get in the way of a peaceful and joyful life. I started learning about holistic health so long ago that I have gray hair. And after tackling some of my own problem habits in my 20s, I learned about more serious addiction issues, and I got some training, starting with alcoholism and other chemical dependencies. And then I was also introduced to some powerful methods for self-healing. And I brought all of these together to help people start, stabilize, and sustain real change in their lives. One thing that I learned is that when a habit or addiction has control over you, other things in life become even more of a challenge. So in recent episodes, we've been talking about handling seasonal changes. Today, I'm going to conclude a discussion of how changes in our external environment have an effect on our inner experience as well. When you're struggling with a problem habit, your immune system could be affected even more than other people who don't have the same issue. And we'll talk about that after we take a few moments for an experiential practice that is an important part of every Habits into Health podcast. You get to take a break from the stress of the day, slow down a little bit from the chatter and activity that goes on in every ordinary day. It also helps you to focus more effectively on whatever you want to learn. In Habits into Health, we say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. So the focus of our exercises is always on, first of all, the body. Let's start with what's going on around you, using the very basic senses that you have and use every day. Start with where you are. You might be at work or at home, in some kind of vehicle, or outside, riding a bike, walking, or just sitting somewhere. And then literally, just on a factual level, using your basic senses, is it daytime or nighttime? Sunny or cloudy? And if it's nighttime, is it really dark, or is there a lot of light around you? And what's the external temperature wherever you are, on a range from hot to cold? Is there a wind blowing, and does that chill the air, or is it a warm breeze? And then, what's going on with the weather on a moisture level? Is it humid, even raining or snowing, or are you in a very parched and dry part of the world? This is on a concrete, external level. You're in an environment, and it's hot or cold, wet or dry, windy or still, or somewhere on the range between those extremes, right? So take a moment, even though most of the time we just sort of notice and we don't really pay attention. Just take a moment to appreciate the environment that you're in And then we'll shift to a second level. And that's your relationship to what's happening in that external environment. No matter what's going on the outside, you have your own experience, right? And that is what we call subjective. You could be in the same room or sitting on the same park bench with someone else, and you're reaching for your sweater and they're taking theirs off. You experience the environment differently. So tune in right now with what you personally feel in this external environment. And that's different from the facts of what's outside. So you might check in and say, I feel warm right now. I feel cold, sweaty. I feel parched. You might also feel differently within yourself. For example, my feet are cold, but my face is warm. You may not have words for what you're feeling, and this is okay. Words don't matter as much as the practice of tuning in to your experience. And your subjective experience, this level, no one can take away from you. It belongs to you. Just notice. Notice the external environment. What are just the facts? And then notice your own experience in the midst of this, the feelings. Just notice, because change starts first with noticing what is. You can't change anything unless you know what you're dealing with in the first place. Now let's have you consider this as we talk about how we manage ourselves in relationship to changes in the external environment. But before we do, let me do a little station identification, tell you a little bit about Habits into Health, which is the name of this podcast and other programs that I offer. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm a holistic therapist and addiction specialist. And for almost 30 years, I've been helping people shed the shame of their past and create a joyful and addiction-free future. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com and explore my other podcasts and articles that I've written. And if you're ready to take a new approach to a problem habit or addiction, you can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire on the website. And you can also stay tuned, because I'm developing more programs and information in the future. And once a week, I post a podcast, which includes an experiential exercise like the one that we've just done, as well as information. Now today, we're continuing in a series of discussions about seasonal changes. We've been talking about how changes in the external environment can make us more vulnerable, because many problem habits or addictions affect our immune systems. This can make you more susceptible to faltering in meeting your goals for change, or relapsing back into your old behavior. In past episodes, I've described three levels. The first is what's going on outside you, literally the weather or the external climate. The second, what's going on inside you in relationship to that external environment. Today's exercise was a practice in respecting the first level just by being attentive to it and noticing your second level in a deeper way, which helps to develop a practice that honors your subjective experience. In future episodes, I'll talk more about level two and also about a third level, which is about your own pattern of response to your own subjective experience. For today, though, I want to follow up on some very practical things you can do to strengthen your immune system in relationship to level one, just the facts about seasonal changes in general. Now, if you live near the equator, then you don't experience much change in the length of each day. But it's very likely that you deal with shifts from rainier weather to drier, or the reverse, or changes in temperature based on your altitude above sea level. Most human beings live in the northern hemisphere, And about 50% of us live in the part of the Northern Hemisphere that's entering spring right now as I'm recording this. The days are getting longer. For some of us, there's still snow on the ground, although perhaps the sign of spring are evident. Then about 12% of human beings live on the southern side of the equator, and for you, the days are getting shorter and moving toward winter. And it's also true, you could be listening to this podcast at any time of year. And no matter where you are, this topic could apply in some way or another. So if seasonal changes affect you, you may be actually pulled toward depression. Since you're committed to creating, stabilizing, and sustaining a life that is free from your problem habit, don't you owe yourself some practical self-care? In some recent episodes, we've talked about simple adjustments you can make around what you eat and drink, and where you can get support. We discussed how to get more restful sleep, which is a big issue during times of seasonal change. And if you haven't already listened to those episodes, just go to habitsandhealth.com and type in seasonal changes in the search box to find those links. In addition, we talked recently with chiropractor Jill Cohn about the connection between barometric pressure, which can be seasonal, migraine headaches, and addictions. And we discussed the effect of toxic foods with health coach Sabrina Grossman. I'll post links to those podcasts on the website as well. This time, I want to reinforce just briefly three additional things you can do to manage any challenges around seasonal changes. The first one is real obvious, but maybe can be a struggle when we're down and out, and that's walking. Walking on a regular basis is one of the best forms of exercise that anyone can get. It helps a lot of people who have mood shifts, whether those mood shifts are related to seasonal changes or not. If being outdoors is difficult because you have seasonal allergies, you might want to check out Advanced Allergy Therapeutics. That's a holistic treatment for allergies. We learned about this method recently from Dr. Jill Cohn. You can go to allergytx.com for more information. And I'll post links at habitsandhealth.com. Second, aromatherapy is often recommended to lift moods, and specialists often recommend lavender oil. You can check out a blend at aromadina.com. Christina Proanicarian creates special blends for spring, autumn, and winter that can be very, very helpful. The third thing you can do to manage any mood shifts associated with seasonal changes is to use full spectrum lighting in your house or office or wherever else you work. Or you can buy a special seasonal affective disorder light that you sit near at specific times of day. The Mayo Clinic's information about this is especially helpful, and so the easiest suggestion is just check out any search engine for SAD Light Mayo Clinic. A Mayo Clinic is spelled M-A-Y-O. I hope this information has been helpful. The truth is that if you're bothered by a behavior that has the better of you, and trying to deal with it on your own hasn't given you the results you want, don't fall into the trap of dealing with this alone. You can listen to other podcasts for reinforcement, and I also encourage you to find local resources near home or work. Check out self-help groups or professional services. And remember that blame and judgment get in the way of creating any kind of change. In Habits into Health, we start small and encourage kindness along the way. I'm going to sign off for now. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. And you know, I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for the future. Thanks for joining me.